call this baby to order.
All right, let's call this recess meeting back to order. Mr. Himes, would you do the invocation?
Yep.
Mr. Stacy, the pledge.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful weather. Thank you for the rain, because we're going to need it. Thank you so much for this county and the people that are trying every day to make it a better place to live. Please look after those that are sick and infirm, including our board member, Ms. Asbury. Look after all those that are in harm's way in foreign countries. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. On behalf of the board, I want to welcome everyone, including our visitors, to this recess meeting. First thing on our agenda is we need a consideration of approving the agenda format.
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, before we approve that, I would like to add an item 5B, which is ratification of the electronic poll authorizing the chairman to execute Appendix 4A for the $800,000 DHCD Tazewell County COVID.
I'll amend my motion.
All right.
Include what he said.
Second.
All right, so there's a motion by Mr. Himes, second by Mr. Stacy. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Yeah. All right, so it passes.
And Mr. Chairman, if Ms. Asbury is on the phone and willing to participate, we would need a motion authorizing her to participate pursuant to our remote electronic participation.
Is there a motion on the floor to allow Ms. Asbury to
participate? So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by Mr. Stacy, approved by Mr. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
All right, at this time, we have a public hearing. Mr. Chase, do you want to explain the nature of the hearing?
We have it.
Did we do the consent calendar, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't do it, did we? I need a motion on the floor to pass the consent calendar.
So moved. Second.
All right, Mr. Stacy made the motion. Mr. Himes, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. Opposed? Likewise. Consent calendar passes. Now at this time, let's get to the public hearing. If we could have Mr. Collins explain to us our first hearing.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. As you are aware, we've received a request from Mr. Earls in the Electoral Board to relocate the polling place for the Cedar Bluff precinct from Cedar Bluff Town Hall, where it has historically been, to the Trinity Assembly of God, which is located at 503 Indian Creek Road in Cedar Bluff, Virginia. As you recall, we had this request last year, but given the presidential election and given the turnout expected and given the community involvement expected, we had considered tabling that to a further election date. That being said, with the unfortunate passing of Senator Chaffin, there is a special election that is scheduled to be held on March the 23rd, 2021. In speaking with Mr. Earls, it's our understanding that the Cedar Bluff Town Hall has some ADA compliance issues and further creates some difficulty as it abuts Cedar Bluff Elementary School. There's some traffic issues there. And further, the town police department of the town of Cedar Bluff is located where the polling precinct would be, the actual voting place would be. And though the town of Cedar Bluff was very kind to permit us to use that facility and relocate their police department for 3 days, that is not something that can be sustained long term. I've examined the facility, not physically, but I've spoken with Mr. Earls about it. It is more ADA compliant, and in that I would recommend transfer there. I've spoken with the Attorney General's office pursuant to the board's request. They defer to any decision made by the Virginia Board of Elections on that issue. The Virginia Board of Elections has stated that this election is a special election which does not fall into the 60-day requirement for general elections under 24.2306A, I believe it is. This falls under 24.2306B, which is a 15-day requirement prior to special or primary elections. If the board is so inclined to adopt the ordinance to relocate the precinct tonight, This would give us exactly 1 month's time to be able to notify the Virginia Board of Elections and for Mr. Earls' office to notify the registered voters of the Cedar Bluff precinct of the precinct change.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Collins. At this time, we'll call the public hearing to order and open the floor for anyone who would like to speak to the ordinance.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Collins, did they communicate that back to us in writing from the State Board of Electors that that's?
Yes, I do have an email to that effect, Mr. Stacy, yes.
I might add that I do know that the ordinance was sent on to the Republican Party of Virginia to look at other attorneys, and they agreed with the decision.
It pleases me to know the Republican Party is happy.
So you're in good hands. Is there anyone who would like to speak to the ordinance? Is there anyone on the telephone who would like to speak to the ordinance? All right, if not, anyone? All right, at this time, we will close the public hearing.
Make a motion we pass the ordinance.
All right, there's a motion second. On the floor by Mr. Himes, second by Mr. Stacy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the ayes have it.
Start the trucks, Brian.
There you go, Brian.
Start the trucks, Brian. Get moving.
So the second hearing we have is scheduled for 4:15. Mr. Young, would you like to do other business beforehand? Or
Some business that we could do, Mr. Chairman, if we could. I did have a matter that's not on the agenda. I was going to pass this down. I received this email actually yesterday, even though it was sent Saturday. But UVA Wise is trying to raise funds for a mobile vaccination clinic. They're going to apply to Go Virginia. And what the clinic would do is large employers, they're essential employers, they would take the vaccinations when they get the doses. They will take the vaccinations to the employers. They're asking for all counties in the Lenawisco and Cumberland Plateau and Mount Rogers health districts to submit a letter supporting their application to Go Virginia. And there's an executive summary on the second page, and the third page is a draft letter that we would send supporting that application. I feel like it's something that we should probably do. I think that would be very handy to employers. You know, probably increase the amount of people taking the vaccine. And they need to have this, they said, by the 24th. So that's why I brought it forward tonight.
Do we need to amend the agenda to take it up, Eric, or are we good?
I believe that can be taken care of under item 10, which is other businesses may properly be without an agenda.
If you're comfortable with it, I don't have a problem with it. I hate to see anything that makes this process any more complicated, because God knows it's been screwed up enough as it is. But this is otherwise a logical approach to how to vaccinate a large group of people in the place where they're going to be. I don't have a problem with it.
I'm hoping that, like the masks, if you recall, a year ago, everybody was scrambling, we're going to get a mask, what's going to happen with the mask? And now, like, you see them in the parking lot, people walk over and throw them away. I'm hoping these vaccine doses will be like that in a couple of months. I'm hoping they'll just be everywhere. But I'm optimistic.
I'll make a motion. We authorize the county administrator to write the letter.
Thank you.
Motion on the floor by Mr. Stacy, second by Mr. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I was going to say, if it pleases the board, I can go ahead and cover the Richlands flood study this time.
That'd be good.
I've been participating for the last, 2 months or so, with a group of individuals in Richlands that is working on the continuous flooding issues that they've had over the last couple of years. And I have sent some documents to Mr. Collins and to Mr. Young asking if the county will participate as a partner with the town of Richlands in applying for a grant with the Army Corps of Engineers for a study that will help determine some of the causes. In several meetings that we've had, in our last call, we actually met with the Corps of Engineers, and one of the things that they suggested was that if we were to get a real accurate understanding of what's going on in Richlands with this flooding, we probably need to expand it to all the other water issues that are going on in a larger geographic area, such as the county. So there could be things occurring in Tazewell or Bishop or other areas, or Middle Creek or Cedar Bluff, that's causing the flooding, the issues to happen in the town of Richlands. So I was going to ask the chair, or I was going to ask the county administrator and the attorney to please look over those forms, and if you see that it looks like it's a appropriate action, then we'll put it on the agenda for the March 2nd meeting, and we'll let the board take a look at it and see if it's something we want to do.
$100,000?
There is a matching grant to it, yes. I have spoken to some folks, maybe we're possibly looking at Coal Severance Growth Fund money for that, since some of those areas, like in up towards Middle Creek and others, are creeks that go along existing roads. If it pleases the board, then I'd like to ask the county administrator to do that for us.
Lord knows that we need to figure out what's going on down
there. There's a problem there.
All we do is flood down there every time it rains.
That's exactly right, and it's not going to be cheap.
What this does is, my understanding is, the process with the Corps is there's lots of communities that apply for this, these studies and this funding. The larger the scope and the more partners that there are, then the more likelihood that it will be approved. And so the town of Cedar Bluff has asked to also participate in the study or the grant, and then if the county does, this will increase the likelihood we'll be able to receive some funding to be able to determine a cost.
How much, Mr. Chairman, how much funding is available?
I don't recall exactly the amount. It was a fairly significant amount, but it's over an entire region.
And I guess my follow-up would be, if the county were included in the expanded area, would that increase the amount available?
Yes, it would. The larger the scope, then the more funding that would be available, because the larger the cost would be also.
The last page on the revised agenda has a summary. It's got some funding amounts in the body of that letter.
It doesn't say how much total is available. It just says $100,000. On a 50-50.
Anything above 100 on a 50-50 basis with a local.
And design and implementation cost of $65.35. Wait a minute, the federal cost limit for the 205 project is $10 million. This is a 205 flood control.
Right, and that was my question. I know the first 100,000 is federally funded. Anything 100,000 and over is 50-50 match. I guess the nationwide cap is $10 million, but
just need to find somebody can do it for $100,000.
Well, and I think this just gets us in the pipeline. The other thing is the town of Richlands, is their council, I think, is requesting a feasibility study from a local engineering firm to kind of come up with an analysis locally also, and so we'll see what they come up with as far as potential causes.
There's got to be a choke point someplace that's causing that.
Well, one of the things that came out of the meeting was the possibility, too, that some of the things that the Army Corps looks at, is logging can have an impact on water mitigation and water.
Yeah, water coming in, yeah.
So if you look at Hill Creek and you look at Indian Creek, you look at Middle Creek, all of those areas have land around them that has been logged. And so that could be causing a higher velocity of runoff.
Increase the runoff, yeah.
But my understanding is that we're not committed to it. It's just filing that and applying for it as a partner to see what happens.
Raven has flooded for years, even before we timbered, so it's just, it's low. That's part of the problem. And a lot of the places that are built in floodplain.
Yeah.
Do they need a support letter, or do they want us to actually be the applicant, or do we know?
No, they're going to be the applicant. I think we're a support letter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't have any problem with supporting the grant application. It's the match, the local match. If we're going to be responsible for a share of that, then we need a say in the scope of the research and what the costs are, the procurement, things like that, if they're looking for us to share a percentage of the cost.
Perhaps you could get with Mr. Taylor and come sure. up with some language for us, let us think
Mr.
about it.
The new guy, what's his name?
The new guy was through March 15th, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Powell, is that his name?
I think it was
Powell.
Yeah.
All right.
You're okay, babe. 416.
All right, so now it's time for our second public hearing. Mr. Chase, you want to explain to us what the second hearing is?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. As you might recall, in December, Mr. Taylor, who is the executive director of the Department of Social Services, had approached the board regarding adoption of an ordinance that would allow them to seek a pool of state DSS funding that has been set aside for a one-time COVID-19 bonus for employees. The language wasn't exact when he approached the board on December 16th, so in the meantime, he has spoken with the State Department of Social Services and obtained language that would suffice for his purposes. Section 15.2-1508 of the code requires that the governing body of any locality adopt an ordinance to provide a bonus to any officers or employees that may receive funding from the county to provide their salaries. I disagree with the State Department of Social Services that an ordinance is required because it's not the board administering the funding, it's the State Department of Social Services that's using the board as a conduit to get a one-time bonus to the local DSS agencies, but nevertheless, that's not a battle to fight at this time. I'm more than happy to advocate for an ordinance that allows that pretty much gives the county's blessing for the local department to receive funding from the State Department. This does not cost the county any additional money. It's not going to require any additional expenditures from the county's general budget in any way. This is simply an authorization allowing them to seek that funding that's been set aside by the state to provide bonuses to their employees.
All right, so we'll call this hearing to order. The proposed ordinance to approve Tazewell County Department of Social Services access to state funding. Would anyone like to speak to the ordinance? Would anyone on the telephone like to speak to the ordinance? Is there anyone from DSS on the phone? Not hearing any. Last call for anyone to speak. Hearing is closed. Do we have a motion on the floor or questions?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Stacy.
Ms. Asbury, you want to second that?
Yes.
Okay. Second by Ms. Asbury. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
I'm going to share the second here.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right, at this time, we have unscheduled citizen comments. Each citizen is allotted up to 2 minutes per speaker. Is there anyone who would like to speak at this time? Is there anyone on the telephone who would like to speak at this time? All right, not hearing any. We will now go into executive closed meeting pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-37-1111, A1 personnel in economic development, and A29 project district amendment to grant agreements.
So moved.
Thank
you. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We'll pick you up in a minute, Ms. Asbury.
We'll call you.
2.2, whereas the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors
convened
a general meeting on this day pursuant to an affirmative vote, accords with the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, whereas 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Board of Supervisors that such executive closed meeting is conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Hazard County Board of Supervisors hereby certify that the best of each member's knowledge, one, and only public business matters lawfully exempt from the open meeting requirements of Virginia law were discussed in the executive closed meeting, which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters that were identified in the motion convening the closed meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Tazewell County Board of Supervisors.
All right, Mr. Hines?
Aye.
All right, Mr. Stacy?
Aye.
Ms. Asbury, are you with us?
Yes, aye.
Aye, all right. Chair votes aye. All right, we do have a motion coming out of the session. I move that the board ratify the poll adopting the amendment to grant agreement on Project Biscuit, authorizing the chairman to execute the same on behalf of the board.
Thank you.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All right, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right.
So Mr. Chairman, would that include making the amendment a part of the minutes?
Yes.
Yes, that motion would include that.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Got any other business?
Do we have any other business?
Concerns?
For the board.
Mr. Chairman, in response to your question, Mr. White says that he has looked at the new ordinance and he's going to go back down there again with the revisions that we made and see if there's anything that he can do. But I still think it's going to be a business.
Okay.
Has he talked to Mr. Keene?
Not lately.
Mr. White, Mr. Keene don't get along.
Oh, no, then don't send him in there and talk to Mr. Keene.
I'll call Mr. Keene and make up for him.
Okay.
I'm going to call him and jump on him for calling you and tell him I missed him.
Next time I get it, I'll forward it to you.
I'm going to kind of hurt my feelings that he called you.
I just talk to anybody.
That's good. Any more? Any other business?
I've got a board concern.
Mr. Chair, I have a concern.
All right, okay. Ms. Asbury?
Yes, I have one from the town of Pocahontas for their annual outdoor Easter egg hunt. They've been having it this is the 32nd year, for $500.
From Pocahontas?
Second.
All right, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Maggie, that's $500 from your district.
Yes, and I'll mail this to Whitney.
Oh, okay.
Tom's filling you one out.
I'm filling you one out.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Right. Any other board concerns?
Mr. Chairman, I've got a request from Blueville, Virginia Little League for some equipment purchases. I do $500 from the Eastern District. Put that in the form of a motion.
Second
by Mr. Hines. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I got one. Right. Whitney, would you do a resolution? I think we probably need to do a resolution for these wrestlers. Boys.
I've got one coming.
You got one. It's a state championship. You do too at Richlands, and we do.
Could you guys send me all the information?
We might not. We need to get it, but we probably won't get it done by next meeting.
March 2nd.
It will be next Tuesday.
That'd be close, wouldn't it? That'd be pretty close being able to get it done.
Might wait till April.
Yeah, wait till April and do it and recognize them, because you got three wrestling state champs in the can here.
That's awesome.
I think your guys won four times.
Yeah, this was his fifth.
Or fifth, yeah.
Yeah, his fifth total team title, 4 for wrestling, 1 on the football team in 2019.
Right. I love that.
So we'll get you the info, Whitney.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I got.
Any other board concerns? All right, if not, then. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Charlie, how much did you give on the Bluefield Virginia Little League?
$500.
Well, can you put me down for $500 too? Because I know they've already sent me something.
I will, thank you.
We have to vote again.
That's a motion.
That'll be a motion.
You making that motion, Ms. Asbury?
Yes.
Seconded by Mr. Hines.
Yep.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right.
Maybe do. 1 week, we're back here.
No more, then I will adjourn this meeting until March the 2nd.
Yep.
He's adjourned.
Next week.
Thanks.
Take care.